The families of victims from the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting were back in court on Monday. They were defending the merits of their lawsuit against Remington Arms before a Connecticut Superior Court in Bridgeport. They're suing the gun maker for making the assault weapon used to kill 20 children and 6 adults at the school. They're also suing the distributor and shop that sold the gun. WSHU's Katie Toth reports from outside the courthouse that Remington asked the court to throw out the case.
Remington Arms, along with the maker and seller of the gun, pointed out that in 2012 it was still legal to sell assault weapons to civilians in Connecticut. They said they were asking the court to follow the law at the time. Remington also argued that allowing the lawsuit to proceed would be overreach. They said it would effectively implement a civilian assault weapons ban by making gun makers potentially liable for almost any crime committed with a gun. The company said gun policy was best left for legislators to decide. Lawyers for the families say the gun was a military-style weapon that should never have been sold to civilians. They say many civil lawsuits hold people accountable for activity that does not violate criminal codes. Judge Barbara Bellis did not announce when she planned to rule on the motion to strike. Katie Toth, WSHU News, Bridgeport.